18th lesson. Put it at the end.
It looks like it's going to rain. There goes our picnic.
That's what I was afraid of.
What are you looking for?
The plane schedule. I want to know what time we arrive.
Did you know that Simon got married last month?
No. Who to?
Don't you like New York?
Sure. But it's too exhausting to live in.
I'd give you his address if I could find something to write with.
Here, use my pen.
Many people are afraid to speak a foreign language because they hate being laughed at.
That's no excuse.
I saw that new psychological thriller at the movies last night.
Well, what was it like?
I don't even know what it was about.
What's the matter? What are you crying for?
Nothing. I've just peeled 2 pounds of onions.
I won't be here on Saturday. Can we put the party off till next week?
Why do you want to put it off? We'll have it without you.
Don't throw away the wrapper. There's a coupon on it.
You know I never throw things away.
You see, it really is straightforward. It takes a little time to get used to, that's all.
There are, of course, a few difficulties. Some verbs have 2 possible prepositions, and both of them are correct.
So, take your time and reread our examples regularly. Now, let's move on to something lighter.
The candidate had just finished a long, impassioned speech at a rally just before a crucial by-election.
A latecomer slipped into an empty seat and asked his neighbour what the politician had said.
I've no idea, came the reply.
Why? Weren't you listening?
Of course I was listening, for an hour and a half. But he never told us what it was about.
Putting prepositions at the end of a sentence can, however, prove disastrous.
Take the example of the mother who promised to read to her son from a book of his choice.
The youngster chose a very serious volume on the wildlife in West Africa.
Surprised by this sudden interest in nature, the mother said,
What did you choose that book to be read to from for?
Work that out.
Exercises.
What's the matter with Allison?
She's got pneumonia.
He decided to study psychology rather than law.
Have you seen these new throwaway razors? They're really handy.
I have a terrible problem, Doctor. I'm in love with my psychiatrist.
Don't you like your present?
Sure I do, but it's a bit too small.
You'll have to put off the party.
Put it off? Out of the question.